know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Will Wright, Shirley Mitchell, Vince Townsend, Jeff Alexander's music, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. You know, I wish I could take all of you with me on a tour of Rexall's big laboratories. There you would see for yourself how Rexall scientists check and recheck, test and retest the drug products that bear the name Rexall. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, then you would know, as I do, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
The Kingfish got a rather startling bit of news this week. When he got home from the lodge hall the other night, his wife Sapphire informed him that she was leaving to spend 3 weeks with her married sister in Chicago.
Now listen, honey, you can't go away like this and leave me all alone. You can't run off to Chicago and desert me. You can't desert your poor, poor husband.
Well, all right, George. If you feel that way, I won't go.
Holy mackerel, I overdid it, George.
What did you say?
I mean, thinking of you, honey, the trip is going to do you good. I know that.
Well, George, while I'm gone, is you going to write to me?
Well, I don't think I'll have to this trip, honey. I got 12 bucks. That ought to tide me over already.
You got about as much love and affection in you as a dried apricot.
Well, now listen, you got to face it. After 20 years of marriage, the love light is working on a weaker battery. But don't get me wrong, honey. I really gonna miss you here by myself.
Well, George, while I'm gone, you ain't gonna be completely alone.
Just how incompletely alone is I gonna be?
George, while I'm gone, I've asked my mother to come over here and stay with you. Now, I'm going in and pack.
Holy smokes, you leaving and your mama coming. That's like trading Dracula for Frankenstein.
What did you say?
I said, to be frank with you, honey, I hope you have a nice time. Oh,
Now, see here, George, whether you like it or not, Mama is going to stay here. And while Mama is here, I want you to show her all the respect that she deserves.
Well, if it does that, she's going to hit me in the face.
George, I'm warning you. I had a long talk with Mama this morning. She's a dear, sweet woman, always kind and considerate. And while she's here, she's determined to win your love and affection if she has to flatten out that head of yours to do it.
Yes, Andy, I'm going to be spending more time here at the lodge hall now that the invasion has done started.
Yeah, well, that is something. Your mama-in-law coming to stay with you while Sapphire's in Chicago. You know, Kingfish, I never believed none of them mother-in-law jokes till I got a load of her.
Yeah, really something having her cook the food for me and then sitting down at the table opposite her.
Pretty bad, huh?
Well, last night for supper, she done stewed a flounder for 4 hours. And when she brung it to the table, that dead fish looked more appetizing than she did.
Yeah, well, he's got a better shape to start with.
Listen, Anna, I tell you, I just got to find some way to get rid of that old gal.
Well, you has been pretty successful when it comes to relative vacuation in the past.
Well, I've been pretty successful with my brother-in-law, Leroy. When he arrives, I usually give him a pretty strong hint that he ain't welcome.
Well, how you do that, Kingfish?
Well, when he comes to the door, I reaches out and extends the hand of friendship. Mm-hmm. And while he's shaking this hand like this, I lets him have a rabbit punch behind the ear with the other hand. And then without further ceremony, I flips him down the front stairs. By the time he hits the pavement, why, his visit is over, you see.
Yeah, well, that don't sound like the technique to use on your mother-in-law. You ain't going to get far trying to jiu-jitsu no 400-pound walrus, I tell you that.
Of course, I was just thinking I might try the medical technique that, like I done with Sapphire's Aunt Minerva last Christmas. She's the one with the big appetite, you know.
Oh, medical technique, huh? What was that, Kingfish?
Well, when Minerva come in the living room with a suitcase, I threw a 20-minute fit. But it didn't work. When I come to, she had barricaded herself in the bedroom with a half a chicken, you see. She was there.
Well, there again, your mom-in-law don't look like the type that's going to be scared off by no fits.
You know, Andy, here, I think the only thing to do is to try a different approach than I ever used before. Just thinking here. Yeah. This time while Sapphire's in Chicago, I'm going to try to be sweet and kind to the old lady. And instead of trying to get out, maybe we can get along together nice, you know.
Yeah, sweetness and kindness. It might work. I think I read someplace that Clyde Beatty used that system when he was trying to work a new rhinoceros into his act.
Well, get on into the apartment here and try the sweetness approach on the old gal here.
Who's that?
Good evening, mother-in-law, dear. May I say that you was looking perfectly sweet and charming this fine evening?
George Stevens, how dare you come home in this condition, you bum!
Now, wait a minute, mother-in-law, dear. I ain't in no condition. You know I was a teetotalitarian. I was fond of you, mother-in-law, dear.
Ha! You is up to something. Sapphire's father started talking that way once, and I woke up that night and caught him trying to drive a spike through the top of my head.
Well, now, wait a minute, mother-in-law, dear.
Wait a minute, nothing. Oh, what's this on your shoulder here? A long hair.
But mother...
And don't you try to tell me that come from that bald-head noggin of yours.
Now, look, Mama, that's a horse hair from the padding of my coat. And anyway, I wouldn't start chasing after women at my age.
Your age is when they get dangerous. Bosses is always trying to kick up your heels before rheumatism sets in.
Now, look, Mother, we're going to be here together for 3 weeks. Couldn't we just try this once to get along together? Because I know that we both have respect for one another feeling, why, we can work this thing out.
I shut up! You get your own supper. And don't you forget, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Some mother-in-law, that is. I see better mothers in the bottom of a vinegar bottle. Well, 6 o'clock in the morning, but I done made my bed. Now I get my breakfast before old Volcano Mouth gets up. Well, let me get the newspaper from the hall first. Now, where's that paper? In the hall there someplace. Uh-oh. The door done closed. It's locked. I done left my keys on the dresser. Now I'm going to have to run around, climb up the fire escape, and crawl in the bedroom window. Now, let me get in the open window here. Open it up. Now, get in the bedroom here. Then I'll just go in.
George Stevens! What do you mean by sneaking in this house at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I was...
Now, just don't give me that old story about just going out to get the newspaper. Your bed ain't even been slept in.
Well, I was... The thing is, you see, I had... I was...
Hello. Hello. Sapphire, I just had to call you up long distance. Something important has come up.
What is it, Mother?
That overripe Casanova is up to his old tricks. I found a woman's hair on his coat, and at 6 o'clock this morning, I caught him sneaking in the house.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, don't you worry about a thing, Sapphire. If that old Ferdinand is going to start sniffing flowers, he's going to end up with lilies on his chest.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names and who recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall MI-31 is a good example. Used full strength, This all-round mouthwash, gargle, and breath deodorant kills contacted germs in a matter of seconds. Yet it will not harm delicate mouth and throat membranes. Ask for Rexall MI31 at any Rexall drugstore.
Yes, that's why I come down here to see you, Lawyer Thompson. My daughter Sapphire's in Chicago, and I want something done about that no-good son-in-law of mine.
Well, I don't know what he's done, but we'll throw him in jail and start from there.
Oh, that's the spirit! Can't we get him on the charge we used when he first married my daughter 22 years ago?
No, I'm afraid he's a little too old now for charges of juvenile delinquency.
Oh. Well, maybe we could commit him to the home for the aged and feeble again.
No, I'm afraid he enjoyed that too much the last time. But I don't know about these suspicions of yours about him running after women. I'm afraid if we made those charges and then put Stevens on the stand, they'd laugh us out of court.
Well, I'm going to keep my eyes on him, and I'll get the goods on him yet. And in the meantime, if you think of anything nasty we can do to him, let me know.
Hey, Kingfish, I was surprised to see you down here at the lodge this early. By the way, how you coming along with the sweetness and light approach on your mama-in-law?
Well, I tell you, Ender, using sweetness and light on that old gal is like pouring Chanel number 5 on a goat. No matter how much you pull on, the animule is always one step ahead of you.
Yeah, well, where is the charming creature at the present time?
Well, I don't know, Ender. She got up and went out early this morning. Left the dishes in the sink, the beds unmade. Didn't speak to me all day yesterday. Oh, she done going to Brooklyn, all right. That's what she done going. She done going back home.
Well, that's a good break, getting rid of the old Spitfire. But tell me this, who's going to do the housekeeping for you?
Yeah, well, that's what's been bothering me, Ender. I ain't a domestic type, you know. Two more meals and I'll run out of clean dishes.
Hey, I was just thinking here, Kingfish. You know, maybe my gal could kind of go up there and straighten out the mess.
You mean that she'd do it for nothing?
Well, I'd have to give her a little extra smooching. But I guess I can bear up under that. Give me the phone here. I'll call her up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she'd be glad to do it for me. We is practically engaged.
Oh, you engaged to her, huh? That's good news.
Hello?
Hello. How is the sweet Mona Lisa, 8th Avenue, this morning?
Oh, I was fine, Andy. And how's my big old honey bear?
Well, your big old honey bear is just fine.
Listen, Andy, cut out the mush and tell her about the mop, will you?
Yes. Can your little honey bear ask you something personal?
Of course, Andy.
Well, look here. A friend of mine needs somebody to kind of straighten out his apartment. I wonder if you could do it for me, sweet baby, honey lamb, sweet patootie.
Andy, you is but to command and I'll obey.
Ha! Ha! Oh, boy. Well, he lives in that big apartment house up on 138th Street, apartment 3A. He left the door open.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to do it, Andy. I'll get up there right away.
Oh, I knowed you'd do this for me, honey. After all, we is meant to each other. Heart of my heart. Farewell.
Well, she gonna fix up my apartment. Now, that's nice of her, Andy. By the way, what's your gal's name?
I don't know. I only met her last night. Hey, want to shoot another game of pool, Kingfish?
No, Andy. I think I'll go on home. Your gal probably got my apartment all cleaned up by now.
Yeah, well, if she's still there when you get there, remember to find out what her name is for me, will you?
Yes, hey, look who's coming in the pool hall here. Shorty the barber. Shorty, what you doing in here?
I come down to. I'm looking for. I had to stop in and see. I came over to. I must have came down here for something.
A very well-taken point there, Shorty.
Yeah, say, you come in here all excited, Shorty. Something must be up.
Oh, yeah, Kingfish. I just ran into your mother-in-law on the street.
Well, now wait a minute, Shorty. Now, just a minute. My mother-in-law is back in Brooklyn. How you know it was my mother-in-law?
Well, I said hello to her, and she hit me across the face.
Yeah, that's all right. You got her. You got her.
Listen, Kingfish, what would your mother-in-law be doing back here, Kingfish?
Well, I guess that maybe she just didn't go back to Brooklyn after all. Yeah. Maybe she just got up early and she probably went up to the house. To the house. Holy smokes, Andy. When she runs into that gal friend of yours, what is she going to think? Hmm. Oh, I tell you, Andy, there's going to be blood on the carpet tonight, boy.
Holy mackerel, you was right, Kingfish. When that old war horse find that gal up there, she's going to give a coming-out party for your brains.
I don't know what it's all about, fellas, but Kingfish, if you hurry, maybe you can beat your mother-in-law back to the apartment.
Yeah, that's right, Kingfish. Then you can get the gal out of there, see?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Shorty, I noticed the car out in front. That's your car. I'll take it, and I'll drive as fast as I can.
Well, fine, Kingfish, but there's only one thing. What you got to do is...
Now, listen, Shorty, I can't wait. I'll go on.
Say, Shorty, what is that you was trying to tell the Kingfish?
Well, I just wanted to say that I thought he ought to. He should know that if you can. When I get. No gas.
Well, here's the apartment. I hope I got you before my mother-in-law did. Open up. Are you in there? Open up.
Yes, what is it?
I'm Mr. Stevens, the thing...
Mr. Stevens isn't here.
I know he ain't here.
Well, then why's you asking for him?
Look, I'm Mr. Stevens.
Oh, you poor old man.
Sweet Patootie, you got to get out of here. My mother-in-law's on the way up here. If she finds you here, she'll never understand.
Well, I can explain to her what I'm doing here.
Now, listen. That sweater you were wearing would counteract any explanation you can give. now, come on.
But, Mr. Stevens...
Come on, hurry up. Come on. Down the steps.
Oh, there's someone coming up.
Listen, old lady, don't block the stairs. I'm trying to get this gal out before my mother-in-law sees her.
George Stevens?
Mother-in-law.
What's the meaning of this?
Mother-in-law, dear, I'd like to present you with my... a long-lost sister from Australia, Sweet Patootie.
Now, here's your Rexall family druggist.
It's still amazing and welcome news all over the country. Yes, friends, I'm talking about the quicker, better, more complete relief from cold symptoms that you get from Rexall's marvelous new product called Anapac. And here's why. Anapac combines a well-known antihistamine with the time-tested APC formula of aspirin, phenacetin, and caffeine. In this way, Anapac gives you not only the antihistamine effect of prompt relief from cold symptoms, but also relief from the muscular soreness, headaches, and fever that usually accompany a cold. And here's more good news. The drowsiness sometimes resulting from the use of antihistamine should seldom be encountered in this formula. Follow the recommended dosage and instructions on the label carefully, unless directed otherwise by your physician. Remember, for better all-round relief from cold symptoms, ask for Anapac. That's A-N-A-P-A-C, Anapac. The exciting new Rexall drug product, available now at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, Andy, that's terrible. The Kingfish's mother-in-law misunderstanding a situation like that. I can't get over it, you know it?
Yeah, that's something, all right.
Yeah, I guess this ain't gonna sound good when Sapphire gets word of it out in Chicago, neither.
Well, I tell you something, Amos. This time, the old Kingfish is a man of action. He ain't gonna give her no chance. He done hauled his mama-in-law into domestic relations court.
No fooling. You mean to say the Kingfish done took his mother-in-law to the domestic relations?
He sure did. He say that she has always come between him and his wife. And him and his lawyer Calhoun is down in Judge Quigley's chamber right now. He's trying to get a court order to have his mom-in-law stop interfering. And then he's going to sue her for $10,000 if she don't.
$10,000, huh?
Yes, sir. He's going to sue her for alienating his wife's affliction.
Let me at him. I'll scratch his eye.
eyes out.
You let go of me. Help, help.
I'll fix you. I'll fix you.
Your Honor, would you order this woman to stop hitting my client in the face?
Your Honor, this man belongs behind bars.
Let me at him.
Order, order, please. Let us have a little order. I asked you to come here to my chambers to see if we could work out a peaceful solution. I don't think we're getting off to too good a start. Now, which one of you is counsel for Mr. Stevens?
I am, Your Honor. Algonquin J. Calhoun. And my poor, poor client here, Innocent Stevens, is bringing the charges against his mother-in-law, trying to get her to refrain from interfering with his domestic affairs.
Yes, sir, that's all I want to do, Your Honor.
Well, that's a legitimate request, if there are grounds for it.
Grounds for it? Your Honor, this woman has caused my client undue mental anguish. She has broken his heart, damaged his reputation, injured his pride, and dealt a mortal blow to his soul. Your Honor, this is a nasty old walrus.
That's telling him, Calhoun.
Your Honor, don't you listen to this little shrimp. I done caught this old goat here red-handed with a young hussy. What explanation has he got to that?
Well, according to his deposition here, Mr. Stevens claims that this young girl was merely tidying up his apartment in the absence of his wife.
Ha!
Your Honor, I object. That ha is a deliberate attempt to cast aspersions on my client's character. If she's going to ha, I demand that in the future she keep that sneer out of it.
Mrs. Smith, you will kindly control your comments.
And while we're at it, would you have her stop jabbing me in the back with her umbrella? I feel that it's against the best interest of my spine.
Your Honor, if anyone should be brought before this domestic relations court, it's this man, George Stevens. Why, this man has never supported his wife in 22 years of marriage. He's accepted money from his mother-in-law. She has supported them, paid their rent, bought their clothes, and he's never made any attempt to get a job in all this time.
I object, Your Honor. The fact that my client is a bum has nothing to do with the question.
Yeah, that's telling him, Calhoun.
That appears to me that the question here has nothing to do with Mr. Stevens' unemployment or his past record as a husband. That should be brought up at another time. The question is, is Mrs. Smith deliberately and maliciously attempting to come between husband and wife?
Your Honor, I never done a malicious thing in my life.
Oh, yeah, you is. How about the time you I had pneumonia and you tried to puncture a hole in my oxygen tent? How about that?
Your Honor, this woman has caused trouble. Your Honor, this is a mean old lady.
Don't you talk that way. Don't you talk that way about me, you little weasel.
Yeah, here. We'll have no more of this. Mr. Stevens, you claim this young woman was merely cleaning your apartment. Now, I think the whole crux of this thing is the truth of that statement.
Your Honor, we have depositions here from two witnesses, Andrew H. Brown and Mark Morancy R. Lewis, better known as Shorty the Barber, stating that she was there for that purpose and that purpose only.
Yes, I see the depositions here. Well, Mrs. Smith, I am convinced that your son-in-law is telling the truth in this matter.
No, sir, Your Honor, that's all I've been doing. I've been blabbing out the truth, every word out of it.
It is the purpose of the domestic relations court to maintain the family unit whenever possible. So I hereby rule that in all domestic arguments between George Stevens and his wife, Sapphire, you, Mrs. Smith, are to refrain from all interference.
Ain't he the sweetest judge?
It is also the ruling of this court that should any questions arise between husband and wife, you, Mrs. Smith, are ordered to remain silent at all times. Silent at all times. That is all.
Thank you, Your Honor. Come along, Mrs. Smith.
Well, Kingfish, we finally got your mother-in-law's mouth closed. That's the biggest job since they filled in the Gowanus Canal.
Mother-in-law, it's 6:30. Has you started breakfast yet?
Yes, George.
Now, I want you to clean up the bedroom and scrub the kitchen.
Yes, George. I'll get right at it.
Come back here. I ain't finished talking to you yet. Never turn your back on me while I'm speaking to you. I'll haul you right back in the court you mess with me, boy.
I'm sorry, George.
And now another thing, mother-in-law, dear. Now that the judge has ordered you to keep that big mouth of yours shut, out of the very goodness of my heart, I'll go show you what I was doing coming in the other morning on the fire escape just to show you how wrong you was.
What are you talking about?
Well, now, look here. You stay here in the living room, and I'm going to show you. Right. Now, first of all, I went out the front door like this. And the door closed behind me and locked. Now, you stay inside there, and I'm going to take it step by step and show you. Now, I'm going around the alley, and I'm going to climb up the fire escape, and I'm going to show you what happened.
I wonder who that can be. Oh, now, where did George go?
Hello, Mama.
Why, Sapphire! What are you doing here? Well, we didn't expect you back from Chicago for another 2 weeks.
Well, Mama, I got worried about that phone call. You saying George was chasing after some woman, so I decided to come back and get to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. Where is George, anyhow?
Well, Sapphire, you see... Oh, there he is, coming in the fire escape there.
Oh, hello there, Sapphire. I didn't expect you so soon.
I'll say you didn't. What is you doing sneaking in this house at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Well, mother-in-law, dear, tell Sapphire what I was doing. Mama, explain it to her.
It is the ruling of the court in disputes between husband and wife. The mother-in-law will remain silent.
Here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
There is an easy, safe, and convenient way to get more complete protection against vitamin deficiency. Take Rexall Plenamins. Yes, just 2 Plenamin capsules a day give you 10 essential vitamins, including vitamin B12, plus the nutritional extras of liver concentrate and iron. What's more, Plenamins cost you only pennies a day. Ask for Plenamins. Plenamins, Plenamins, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your friendly Rexall drugstore. Good night.
See you next Sunday.
Hiya, beautiful.
Get lost, Bristlepuss. You need a shave.
But I have shaved. What else can I do?
Silly boy, you can go stag.
Go stag? Why?
Because Stag is Rexall's exclusive line of men's good grooming aids, like Stag Brushless Shave Cream. No fuss, no massage, just smooth it on and presto, you get a clean, close, face-happy shave. Join the Stag line at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, to make girls care, go Stag.
Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show. The Amos and Andy Show is written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, and Bob Ross. Stay tuned for the Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Ken Niles speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.